Don McIntyre, the Russian riverkeeper, has traversed the waterway's full length before, but never with company all along the way.
It was a very different experience because I was able to see the river through other people's eyes and see things I normally don't see with my riverkeeper eyes.
And he was happy to offer that new perspective to the other participants in the three-stage descent of the Russian River, which concluded over the weekend with a three-day final paddle from Forestville the rest of the way to the Pacific at Jenner.
So many of us see the river from the land, and seeing the land from the river, it really changes our perspective. You just can't do it justice like you can on the river. So in order to educate people about what is going on here and what can be, going to the river is a great way to do it. We're spending a lot of time seeing a lot of different situations and opportunities and problems and able to discuss that with a diverse group of people.
For Bill Keene, executive director of the Sonoma County Agricultural and Open Space District, that surface-level view also provided a showcase for some of his agency's work.
I don't think people realize how much we've done along the river, not only to restore it and keep it healthy, but provide public access. Places like Sunset Beach, Riverfront Park, Stewardship Park in Guerneville, even in Monterio, out at Villa Grande, beautiful property. It provides public access. And then Jenner Headlands and Willow Creek. The district has been involved in all of that.
Even for a deeply experienced traveler of Sonoma County's remote and unspoiled lands, such as Land Paths leader Craig Anderson, the aquatic trek was something new and rewarding.
It's completely different in that we're floating. Otherwise, it's all the same. Getting on the water like this, especially for not just a day, but a number of days, in combination with evenings and meals and music and conversation, is a completely different experience. One of the most magical experiences we've had. There's this feeling of joy and commonality that's been developed, and it's palpable.
Supervisor James Gore, one of the driving forces behind the series of outings, notes that while the river descent was enjoyable and illuminating, it is also intended to set the stage for a larger consideration of the river's future.
This is all about building momentum and awareness and spinning that momentum into the Russian River confluence, which is going to be in May or June of this coming year. We continue to have tributary events over the course of the winter and the spring, and then we create kind of a vision of how we're going to come together.
As this stage of the process wraps up, Gore says his expectations have been met. And then some.
I was hoping we could create this vision, which is that everything that we're doing as individuals isn't enough. It's getting over the battles of the past and uniting to be able to get something done in the future. Giving up the old stories and writing a new story about what's the future of this river, this watershed, and our community that's supporting it.
And after 10 days traversing 100 wildly varying miles of river, Craig Anderson sees that vision becoming real.
The crystal ball is that it's going to work. We are going to get commitments from these different groups. We're hopefully going to inspire those we work with and people in our region to be part of this effort. We're going to usher in a new culture that understands that it's one river for recreation, one river for water delivery, one river for us to care for.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.